It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A reminder that parts of Rice Lake's Main Street will be detoured for Aquafest events this week. Ladysmith's Minor Avenue project has completed water and sewer utility installation. We look at a blueprint to solve the state's housing shortage, and Wisconsin farmers get help to help the hungry. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A section of Rice Lake's downtown Main Street will be closed for Aquafest events. The closures are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. for Aquafest main stage music events. The detour will follow Allen Street, Wisconsin Avenue, and Knapp Street. For the parade, Main Street will be closed between Allen Street to Short Street on Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Ladysmith's downtown project along Minor Avenue continues between West 6th Street and East 3rd Street. This week, crews begin working on storm sewers on the section west of the railroad crossing. Water mains and sanitary sewers have been replaced along the whole project, and crews are grading for concrete on the east half of the project. Project engineers remind people to not walk on new concrete for at least 24 hours and to not drive on it for a week for it to properly cure and harden. The side street crossing at 4th Street will be closed for work. The State Patrol says a Mauston man was arrested for his seventh OWI. Troopers said 68-year-old Dana J. Wabshaw was pulled over last Friday evening for an improper turn on Highway 53 at Shell Creek Road. After a field sobriety test, Wabshaw was arrested on a charge of OWI, seventh offense. Court records said he had a court warrant out for a similar OWI case from 2022 in Sauk County. Here's a blueprint to address Wisconsin's critical housing shortage. Bob Haig tells us more.
With a shortage of 120,000 to 300,000 units, a partnership between the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Wisconsin Builders Association, and Wisconsin Realtors Association has recommendations. Jerry DeShane, the League's executive director.
So what local governments can bring to the table is a fresh look at zoning and permitting. And there is ground to be gained there.
The coalition's most recent briefing paper includes reducing minimum lot sizes and widths and adopting a traditional neighborhood development ordinance.
We essentially need to bring every tool to the table and use the one that works best for each community, but everybody can and should be doing something.
Every city and village in the state will get a copy of the briefing paper. It's also available as a free download on the League's website. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin has one of the best-designed ID cards in the country. Raymond Newbert takes a look.
Wisconsin's new Real ID won top marks from the International Card Manufacturers Association. The state worked to implement new anti-counterfeiting measures, new security features, and improve ease of reading for people checking IDs. Those new cards debuted in June of last year. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin farmers get help to help the hungry. Ted Allen has a story.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced Friday a total of 125 grants have been given to farms and farmers to assist statewide hunger relief efforts. The agency says the 2024 Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program will provide subsidies ranging from $5,000 to $25,000 to selected farms, 95% of which are in socially disadvantaged or historically underserved communities around the state. There's more information at wilocalfood.org. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.